Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
that all else must pass away. You give me your Son and Spirit. You give me grace and ears to hear it. You give me yourself and say that all else must pass away. You give me your Son and Spirit. You give me truth and ears to hear it. You give me yourself and say that all else must pass away. You give me your Son and Spirit. You give me grace and ears to hear it. You give me yourself and say that all else must pass away.
Ted's the only one cheering for me in this whole place. Ted's all right. The rest of you, forget it. Oh, my goodness. Talk about feeling lonely.
You don't feel lonely.
Okay, yeah, no, I do all right on loneliness. I tell you why, because it's important for us to understand this word fellowship. That's a church word, but it just means when you're hanging out with people who are trying to walk this walk the same as you're trying to walk it, and you help them and they help you. That's fellowship. That's the most powerful thing in your life. If you want your life to be better, you want it to turn around, we need to talk about fellowship. The opposite of that, now, you know, when you have, I'm from Texas, so I'm going to tell you all about Texas things now. Whether you like it or not, if you have two cows and you want them, or two oxes or whatever you want, and you want them to pull something, you put what's called a yoke around their neck. You put it across their neck, and then you whoop them from behind, and they and then they go, and then they're whatever. But what you want is two cows pulling at the same rate in the same exact direction. Because if one cow is pulling, the other one don't, you're going to be going in a circle all day long. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So having two things yoked properly is what we want. Now here's what the Bible says. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. That's in the Bible. Y'all thought I was just leading you down some crazy road. I'm going after the Bible. It says, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. That's what he's saying to you. That's what he's saying to you. Come out from these people that you're hanging out with. Come out from this old life that you're living. Come out. You can still love those old friends. You can still do things for those old friends in time. But it's about understanding that's not my tribe anymore. Those aren't my people anymore. These are my people now. That's a different thing. If you used to be drinking and now you're sober, the sober people that are at that 12-step meeting, those are your people. They understand you, what your struggles are, what you're going through. They can support you. They can encourage you. The people that are still out there drinking, that's not your tribe anymore. That doesn't mean you don't love them. That doesn't mean you're not family to them. I'm not trying to say that at all. But we have to come out and be separate from those people and yoke ourselves together with people that are on the same thing. You got to know your tribe. You have to know who your people are. And I want you to know, in case you're confused about it today, we're your people. Now, I know you look around and say, I don't want some of these people to be my people. Too bad. That's what you get. That's yeah. This is just like a family. We get this is it. I'm your crazy uncle. You had, now you're dealing with that. Because we're all trying to do the same thing. Amen. We're all trying to go the same direction. We understand each other. Different neighborhoods, different backgrounds, different whatever. It doesn't matter. We all have the same struggles. We all deal with loneliness. We all have a past. We all have sins that we're trying to deal with. And fellowship is going to get us through that. It's going to help us understand that in such a deep way. Just a couple of weeks ago, Brother Craig and Danny, where's Danny? I saw him here a second ago. There he is in the back. I said, you know what we need to do? We need to go to the Chinese buffet. The Lord has spoken. I have a vision. We're going to the buffet. Now, we walked in there, and those Chinese people were happy to see us coming. They thought that was great. We're all going to go in there and fellowship. After about 2 hours of eating their food, those people were ready for us to go. We tore up them Chinese people in their buffet. That was a losing proposition by the time we were done there. But we had such a good time. And all we were talking about is, here's this thing I messed up, but here's what I learned from that. And here's how I struggled with this for so long, and I finally figured out this. And these brothers are saying things to me, and I'm learning something. Yeah. I'm hearing someone say, well, I never thought of it that way. That's interesting. Yeah. And I can apply that to my life, too. It's a different... And this is how we learn. This is how this Christianity thing takes place when we're sharing that. Absolutely, the church thing on Sunday is vital. It's important. We're not going to put that down at all. We have to have that time of worship, and we have to have that time of learning our word and having a time like what we have here. But it's that fellowship time. I wish I could tell you how important that is, because to these brothers say, this was a really good day. This is a really, I enjoyed this. We should do more of that and whatever. I said, you need to understand, if I don't do what we're doing here, I will be backslid in about a week. With all the things I'm trying... That was a pastor over here that said amen to that. See, all the pressures, all the things we have to deal with, I have to have somebody I can talk to and tell them what it is and how it's going down and what's bothering me and whatever it is. If I don't have that, my walk is dead in a week. I will turn Buddhist. You don't even know. Make me an offer. I don't know. These people drive me crazy over here. What do you got? So this is what we have to understand, is this fellowship is how we're going to get where we're going. It's so, so important. I talk to these brothers at the jailhouse. They never say, I need to hang out with different kind of people. I need to learn how to have fun in a different kind of way. I need to have more fellowship. They never say that of all the things they tell me about. And I would put that at the top of their list. Here's another thing that's missing here is that you won't find that acceptance unless you're with people that are working on the same thing you're working on.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's got to be a purpose to this. If your purpose is not their purpose, you're not going to click. Simple as that. You can be friends, you can be relatives, all that. I'm not talking about just, cutting somebody off, but I'm saying... You talk about being alone in a crowd. That's because the crowd's on one thing and you're on another thing.
Exactly.
That's not a problem with the crowd. It's not a problem with you. It's just that, this is not my people. This is not my scene. This is not what this is. But the problem, here's what I'm going to tell you. Now, this is where I'm going to blow your mind. You go to church and you think they're on something different from you. Because you think, well, they all look straight, act straight, talk straight. Now, it's all a big fake. You should know that by now. There's another pastor says amen, because he knows they tell him during the week what they're doing wrong, and then they show up on Sunday all buttoned up to the top. Praise the Lord, brother. We have to pray for these sinners. We got to pray for these sinners doing all this wrong stuff. It's terrible, So they're struggling the same as you are. You're on the same page, even though sometimes it doesn't look like it. They're still your people. So let's not be confused about that. Everything that is new and everything that is going to make your life better is going to be uncomfortable. All of it. That's the thing we have to get over. If you're making forward progress, if you're improving things,
yeah.
it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be unusual to you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a situation where you don't, I don't like this, and who is this, and I don't know how to act and be, and am I dressed right? And what it,
right.
That's everything new
yeah.
that you will do to make your life better. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Now, will that kill you? No.
No.
This will not kill you. It feels like it's going to kill you.
Yeah. That's true.
These people looking at me funny. That won't kill you. Won't kill you. I don't know what to do. Most people don't know what to do in life. Doesn't matter. I don't know what to do. You don't know any brother in life that knows less what to do than me. Everywhere I go, I don't know what to do. Most of it is I don't really care, so that's a big part of my problem. But join me. Stop caring, and this, you'll have a lot of peace. Because when I'm doing something new, I have to try and get over this feeling of being uncomfortable, because that's going to keep me held back.
Yes.
I want to hang out with a better group of people, but that's uncomfortable. So I'm just going to keep hanging out with this group of people over here
yeah.
until that's so uncomfortable that I have to do something else, you know. And the problem with that is I don't figure out how uncomfortable that is till I'm sitting at the county jail or something and saying, you know, this is, I could probably just get over my feelings of being uncomfortable in this new social setting rather than just do this, you see. This is what we have to recognize. Is this if we're going to make forward progress, we're going to concede. I got to be tough enough to handle something that's uncomfortable, and you are. I wouldn't be preaching this message to you if I thought you were so weak that you couldn't handle something where it's uncomfortable to you. Mm-hmm. People, understand. I don't know if you can appreciate what I'm telling you, but there is this room full of people is the most enjoyable group of people I'm around at any point in my life. None of you needs to worry about going somewhere and they won't like you or they won't whatever. We have nothing but vivid and enjoyable personalities in this room. Now, this isn't the straightest room we've got going, but we got personality in here. All the personality we want. So don't worry about that. People will love seeing you where you go. Absolutely. I want you to believe that. And I'm not saying it to make you feel good at all. That's not why I'm saying any of these things. Let me make this final point, and I'll wrap it up. I want you to think about the direction that you want your life to go in. And then think about the people that you need to hang out with in order to get your life going in that direction. See, that's the problem that we have. We have this sense of, I want my life to look like this, I want it to do this, but I don't want to make any of the changes in my social life, whatever. We need to think in terms of, if I'm around these people, I'm going to find myself going the way that they're going.
Mm-hmm.
See, because what we've already learned, and I'll just point the finger at me, and if this applies to you, that's beautiful. But what I already learned is when I hang out with the wrong crowd, I end up doing what they're doing
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
And by it, without even paying it, without even noticing it, you know what I mean? I just, you know, that we'll one of them will do something wrong in the crowd, and I'm just going, well, all right, well, I guess, you know. I mean, I don't even know why I'm in the car,
right.
You know. Where are we going again? To do what? Well, I guess. I don't know. And next thing you know, all this bad news. And that's how I got into all these problems. But the good news, brothers and sisters, is it works to the positive. Same way. If I hang out with some people, and because I'm not a nice person. You know, that's not who I am. I got issues, and I'm kind of a scoundrel. You know, that's how I am. But I'll be around like real nice church folk, and I'll just be like nice. Oh, it's not even me. I'm like, praise the Lord. I don't know. He said it. I don't know. Seem right. Okay. I know I don't act like that, but so what? You know, that's so. This is, you can pick up that this is what the Bible talks about when it talks about iron sharpening iron. This
yes,
is what
sir.
It means.
Yes,
let's look at this final verse, and we want to encourage you with this. God is a father to the fatherless.
Yes.
He takes care of widows. God gives lonely people a family. He leads forth the prisoners with singing. How about that? That's you. God wants to give you that sense of family. We want you to find it here because we love you. Amen? God bless you. God bless you.